Photographer Greg Siegel has an interest in what he calls dress-up subcultures. In the past, he's photographed subjects dressed as superheroes and pirates, taking part in routine tasks like taking out the trash or moving furniture.
So when I'd read about the Civil War reenactors, you know, instantly drawn to that subject.
Greg Siegel first learned about Civil War reenactors from a nonfiction book called Confederates in the Attic by Tony Horwitz. The book follows the journeys of Civil War reenactors to battle sites in Virginia and Maryland. The subject matter of the book inspired photographer Greg Siegel to work with Civil War reenactors for his own project.
I didn't want to make fun of reenactors because, that was sort of an easy target, you know, to joke about them and the fact that, you know, that they do things like lay in a ditch and practice bloating and things like that. It's not really what my goal is in photographing them.
So what was Siegel's goal? Well, being an editorial photographer for Time, National Geographic, and other magazines, he travels a lot. And Siegel often wonders about the past of the cities and towns he's visiting in his travels.
Wherever I went, it seemed like I would see the same, you know, configuration of Jamba Juice and Starbucks and Panera Bread. My goal was sort of paralleled the goal of a lot of the reenactors, which is to investigate and to bring to light what has happened to a lot of battlefield, which, you know, it's a lot of the battlefield has been overrun, as I say, by development in the last several decades.
And so the State of the Union project took form. Greg Siegel began photographing reenactors at sites that were relevant to the Civil War. However, the result is not what you may think. Although the subjects of these photographs are men in Confederate and Union uniforms with burly beards and holding muskets, the backgrounds of these photos are often car lots and suburban landscapes.
So I wanted that sense of the past and the present, the simultaneity of the two, to read in a single picture.
And that's what makes Siegel's photos so provocative. The corporate settings and backgrounds were actual historic sites of the Civil War. Photo of two Union men resting outside of Domino's Pizza in Franklin, Tennessee, is actually the site of the Battle of Franklin, fought in November of 1864. Where there's the photo of a reenactor sitting on a bank of snow at a Staples parking lot, which was a former Confederate encampment in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
I mean, that was the idea, was to try and create the sense that of layering of the past on top of the present. You know, I did that by sort of just dropping these guys into, the Civil War reenactors, into, you know, a parking lot in front of Staples, you know, which at one time been the site of a massive snowball fight amongst soldiers who were, you know, getting ready to go into battle the next day, you know. So each place that we chose had significance during the Civil War.
I know. I love the juxtaposition of old and the new. It's just really
That's beautiful. Kelly Clark, property manager of Warehouse Row, where Greg Siegel's State of the Union exhibit is currently on display.
It's been so well received, we hope to do more.
Kelly walks towards the photograph that's her favorite in the collection.
This is the one that actually took place from the battlefield of Chattanooga. So it's the Battle of Orchard Knob, and I just love this.
It's the only photograph of the State of the Union exhibit that was taken in the Chattanooga area. It's outside the stone walls of the Orchard Knob Reservation. It's nighttime, and a Civil War reenactor sits on a sidewalk with his rifle musket, drinking from a tin cup. Greg Siegel says the photograph illustrates a meaningful juxtaposition.
With a soldier sitting kind of on the gutter of the street with a tin cup he's drinking out of, almost to suggest that he's, you know, he's fallen by the wayside. He's sort of forgotten soldier in a sense. But at that day, we drove around for hours and hours, and we found a place that was meaningful, but the landowner came out, a woman with four of her sons, to throw us off her property. So we had to pack up and drive around. It was dusk before we found a spot that I felt was, one, significant, and two, visually compelling.
The State of the Union exhibit is available for viewing at Warehouse Row until January 31st. And for a sampling of Greg Siegel's photographs on dress-up subcultures, including State of the Union, you can visit gregsiegel.com.
A question that I would pose to anyone who's going to see the show and who lives in the South, how much do you know about your own history, your own community, your town? I would recommend getting in touch with your own past and embracing it.
For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Garrett Crowe.